Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we talk to your favorite actors from film and television, movies, music, and more. And today we have a very special guest. We have been working on this for a very long time. If you have watched anything like Superman and Lois, The Babysitter's Club, The Good Doctor, the list goes on, a series of unfortunate events, you will recognize our guest, Dylan Kingwell. Welcome to the show, my friend. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, you are a very, very busy individual. I mean, as we speak, you've been filming and working on production. So thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to hang out with us. So what's been going on with you? You have a lot of projects going on. Life seems to be moving quite fast for you as far as production and things like that.
Yeah, I was working a lot in the summer. I was living in Trill and planning for post-secondary and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, life is definitely moving very fast. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we just love all the projects you've been a part on. Is there anything that you can let us in on, or is it all pretty much kind of under the radar type things? Which, if it is, I totally understand.
I would love to be able to share information with you, but just because no like trailers or anything have been released, I'm not able to share anything. All I can say that it's you know, one of the coolest sets I've worked on, and there was a lot of great people, cast and crew. It's going to be sort of like a children and family type show, really like good hearted. And yeah, I think that there will be a lot of support behind it, hopefully.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you've been an actor for a very long time. And as I mentioned, you know, a lot of the projects that a lot of people are familiar with are, of course, Superman and Lois and then The Good Doctor, Unfortunate Events. But I'm very curious, Dylan, what was it that interested you about acting and sort of drew you into this and kind of made you choose this career path that's very different, I think, than what most people might be familiar with, for sure?
Well, it's less of a question of like what drew me in and more what keeps me in, because I started when I was 4, right? So it was a lot of, you know, like my parents asked me if I wanted to do it because they thought I'm very social and they thought, you know, it might be a good other activity, because they've always thought that, you know, me and my siblings should have extra activities and stuff. And they thought this one would be good for me. So I just said, yeah, you know, because I was 4 and whatever, it sounded cool. But then, you know, over the years, they were always like, hey, you know, you can stop whenever you want. Like I was never pressured or anything remotely close to it. I would say the reason I stayed within pursued film and television, because I started doing a lot of commercials, was I booked a role on a TV show called The Returned. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, maybe. I can't even believe I can't believe I'm saying things like 6, 7 years ago now. That's crazy.
I know.
But and then it was just really, really awesome to have that feeling of like camaraderie working with the same people all the time. And I realized that, you know, just how much I love talking to people, making friends. And this job is one that is very, very social. And it's definitely, you know, made me pursue other film and television. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 6 or 7 years, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you say that, because, you know, to me, like this business that you're a part of is just so different than I think what most people are used to. And the fact that you got started at such a young age is crazy to me, because I'm 47 and, you know, it's like, okay, it's interesting to watch how the trajectory of a lot of people's careers turnabout, especially in this business, because it's so competitive and very social. But it sounds like you obviously have the right perspective on things. And that's great that your parents gave you the opportunity as you went along in your career to sort of decide if it's something that you wanted to continue with, you know, which that doesn't happen a lot, I don't think, or if it does, it's not something that you hear about. It's usually the opposite, yeah. Right? Parents force their kids, momagers, dadagers, as they're called, to kind of just, hey, you're the golden ticket, right? And we want to keep you working as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that, in this business, I think, and in sports too, you see a lot of that in sports and competitive athletes and stuff. This business is definitely known for that kind of stuff, unfortunately, which, yeah, I can say nothing except I'm lucky that my parents aren't like that, and I always had the choice, and I have the choice, but I'm still with it, so, yeah.
Yeah, well, you've been quite successful, which, again, as I said before, it's great that you have that freedom to kind of just do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, and having that support. Do you feel as a young actor and all the accomplishments that you've had, it's been a key to your success is having family support and allowing you that freedom to sort of choose and decide, you know, the type of things and the projects that you want to be involved in?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, in a business like this one where you're literally being another person, you know, and like I learned that mostly over the last summer when I was in Toronto, because it was the most consecutive time I'd ever been on a set, and you learn that, like, it can be, like, easy to, like, lose touch with yourself a little bit, right? You need friends, you need family, you need people who love you, so yeah, for sure. Like, I think that if anything, I've only learned that mostly in the past months that I was in.
Sure.
Because that was the most sort of, like, I mean, it's, I've had a lot of roles and stuff in all the shows that you talked about, but none of them were quite as, like, every single day as this one. So I guess I never realized, you know, to what point it is necessary until this summer. And now I know, and I can tell you that, yes, definitely they have been a help, and they will continue to be a help as long as I'm an actor.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, again, just so many amazing things. And I know we have a time constraint here, so I want to get in a couple more questions. Throughout this career and all the things that you've been a part of, what would be the best advice that you've been given that has helped sustain you, has kind of kept you motivated and moving along throughout this career that you've had so far?
There's been a lot. I've been lucky to meet a lot of really wonderful people who've had a lot of experience in the business. Definitely my agent and, you know, people at my agency have been just incredible because, you know, they've been around for a lot longer than I have in this business in the world. Honestly, just be kind. That's the best advice. And I can think of one woman, Barbara Niven, I think is her name. I hope that I didn't get that wrong. She was in Campfire Kiss with me.
Okay.
It was a Hallmark movie I did a few years back. And yeah, but I mean, you know, my parents have told me that. My agent has told me that. And I am, you know, I like to think that I'm a naturally kind person, but it's more people telling me to continue to be like that. Because really, like, you know, you start to realize as you get older and stuff and just meet a lot of people. And since I've met so many people, probably I've met a lot more people than most 17-year-olds have, because I've gone so far away and done so many things and been working. You know, you work with enough crews of 200 people or whatever, you meet a lot. So I think that just, you know, the reigning message that I will always keep with me is just to be kind, because you realize after meeting so many people what kind of people you want to be with. And at the end of the day, it's just kindness, and it takes you so much further than just making friends too, because, you know, people are always going to choose the, you know, for example, a talented actor who's also good to work with over the talented actor who's not. And
yeah, that's for sure.
No, right? Because it's you meet, yeah, it's a business where, like, a lot of people can you know, when there's money or fame involved, you know, people let that get to their heads, right? And so the best message, the best advice I've received from several people, just to be continue being kind. And yeah, it's my favorite. It's just my way to live, my way to go every day. And I think that that has for sure been one of the biggest things that's helped me have these roles and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think also just kind of as you continue your career, and that is definitely a huge part, I would imagine, is talent is great, but also what type of person are you dealing with or are you working with? That would make sense to me, right? Because it's like we would rather have somebody that is great to work with and kind and talented versus who might be perceived as challenging or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what that would look like in your business, but I'm certain, you know, it could be tough, especially when you're trying to work on a project that predicates being around a lot of people and working with a lot of different personalities for a very long time.
Yeah, for 12 hours a day, for months on end. Personality, kindness, it definitely goes a long way. And the most pleasant on-set experiences I've had is ones where I was surrounded by kind people, which has been, I've been surrounded by kind people on all my projects that I've been on. But, you know, the ones where I've made like really, really close friends and stuff, those ones are definitely the ones that stick with me like after I finish the show. You know what I mean?
Sure. And become friends probably too
100%.
For a very long time. Yeah. One last question, Dylan. Again, thank you so much for your time. When you're not acting and when you're not on film or television, what keeps the creative juices flowing for you? What do you find to fill your time when you're not doing this, which takes a lot of your time? Do you have free time? I guess is the question.
Well, first I want to say like there's not really a time constraint. If you want to ask more questions,
okay,
I'm all good. But to answer this question, I will tell you what I've been up to. School has been a lot of it, and I've been really, really, really happy just to be back at school because it's my last year of high school, and I'm excited to just like be the normal kid for a while and not be working on sets and stuff. You know, I think that it was a great experience on set as well, but you know, no human is designed to do the same thing over and over all the time. And I was just really happy to get back home, be surrounded by my friends, be in classes. And so I've really gained a lot of appreciation for that, which I really thank, you know, my work experience in Toronto and everything for, not only for the great things I gained from that and will gain from that, but also just the appreciation I also gained for everything else in my life. So school, and I speak French. So I practice French. I watch French. I'm actually taking a French linguistic certificate exam in 10 days. And I need that to go to university in France, which is my dream. So
I love that. That's so great. And I love the fact that you like just want to be a normal person too, like a teenager, and have those experiences, right? Because again, going back to the start of our conversation where you have been doing this since you were four, which is like my son who made a guest appearance, he's seven. So I can't imagine him starting this career at such a young age and then being seven and being like in the middle of an arc of something. So it has to just be an opportunity to really off gas and decompress to just go to school. When you do your friends kind of allow you that space and respect to just kind of be normal, or do you get bombarded with a bunch of questions, which I'm sure they, you know, if you're on a show like we talked about, and maybe they're trying to get spoilers from you, I don't know. But
I'm very proud of the work I do, so I never have a problem talking about it or anything. But, you know, my friends are my friends, and they keep me humble. And, you know, to be honest, it's they don't treat me any differently than they treat anyone else. And that's exactly how it should be, because I'm no better or worse than any of them, just because I'm an actor. You know, some of my friends are like competitive dancers or competitive hockey players. We all have our things, you know. But at the end of the day, when it's us in a group, we're just a bunch of kids. And so, I mean, yeah, people that I don't know very well often ask me about it, because it's how this career and stuff that I do is how a lot of people that I don't know me. So, you know,
sure,
people that people in my school that I meet for the first time or something, they know of me often at times, and then they'll ask me. And like I said, I don't mind talking about what I do at all, but I definitely like to steer the conversation towards them as well. Cause like, I love making friends. It's one of my favorite things with anyone. I don't, you know, wherever you're from, whoever you are. But I want to get to know them just as much as they want to get to know me. Right. So I don't try and separate myself, like separate the two things. Cause it's my life, and my life is one thing with a lot of different elements. So, you know, if they crisscross every once in a while, that's fine. But in general, you know, with my group of friends, it's just work doesn't usually come up. Just like, you know, if you go out and hang out with your friends, you probably don't talk about work that much, right? So
right. No, it makes perfect sense because everybody has a job, right? Your job just happens to be on film and television and from places and projects that a lot of people see. I love it. Dylan, this has been, I think, probably one of the best conversations I've had just because of your honesty and your transparency just about being normal. And I think that's what separates you from other conversations, I think, and will definitely be the fuel to keep things moving along. I'm excited to see what's next. I always keep an eye out for these things after conversations, watching on television, YouTube, whatever the case might be, to see this. But if you have not seen Dylan on anything, there's a million projects out there for you to check him out in. There's, again, Superman and Lois, The Good Doctor. I mean, just a lot of different things. Babysitter's Club as well, and other things coming down the pike. Dylan, thanks for joining us today on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you. It was a lovely conversation, like you said.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.